Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, everybody, we are back. Final segment of the show. We'll do some, scamming scammers. That's what we're going to do with Carolyn. Big development last week. Pip, do you remember what the big development is?
You know what? I've had anesthesia in between now and then. I don't remember shit. Right.
Thank you for your help, as always. All right, so you're last
welcome.
Week, Fake Davin was talking to Carolyn on two different platforms, Hangouts and Instagram. And on Instagram, Carolyn said that one of her colleagues' kids, two kids, were in a fire where they had fourth-degree burns. Yes, that's a real thing. And she was devastated, and they wound up dying. And Fake Davin was going to fly over to England to be with her and was trying to get the information. Joe and Pip thought that Fake Davin was being a little pushy, but Fake Davin needed to get the information so he could land there. Meanwhile, on Hangouts, Fake Davin said, he told Carolyn that he had a horrible dream where the two kids burned, and she said, oh no, they're fine, they're good. Like, she had no idea what the hell Fake Davin was talking about. So we established, we have at least two different Carolyns, and they're having communication breakdown.
Yes.
Yeah,
a little miscommunication.
That's right.
So that's where we will pick up. So, October 15th, 2019. I message Carolyn on Hangouts. I go, we need to talk. This is now on Hangouts. She doesn't have her story straight. Hangouts, the kids
right.
are fine. She goes, I go, we need to talk. She goes, hello, dear. I've been distant because after the death of those kids, my head has not been straight. My head has not been straightforward. I'm really at the lowest ebb here. Right when I thought my life was falling in place with you and everything, it just went south. I haven't gotten out of myself. So now, the Carolyn that was on Instagram now appears to be on Hangouts. And the one that I was talking to on Hangouts is nowhere to be found. You guys keeping up with this shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to call him on the carpet, and this one's like, no, 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 it's just terrible. I'm sorry I've been so distant. I go,
no. Kid's dead. I'm with you now.
And I go, I'm not letting her off the hook. And I go, and I was on my way to the airport, and you ghosted me. Not much else to say after that. Because she not talked to me for a few days. I'm trying to get there, and she disappears. That's a problem. That's going to raise a red flag.
That is a problem when you're trying to go someplace overseas and no one will tell you where you're headed.
Right. So that was October 15th on Hangouts. That was the end of that. October 16th, we go to Instagram. So I'm calling her. Oh, everything's terrible. I'm trying to fly to you, bitch. I'm trying to fly. I mean, the comforting, wonderful boyfriend that Fake Davin is. And you go, can you imagine? You hear this horrible story. You're dropping everything. I told her I was, like, dropping TV shit, radio shit, meetings. I was going to drop everything and fly to England to help her. And she can you imagine? That's termination grounds right there.
I'm like, I'm trying to flood you, you bitch. I would be furious if somebody dropped a bomb on me like that, and I was like, I'll be right there. Give me your address. And then it's like a day later, they're like, oh, how you doing?
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. October 16th, I message her on Instagram, which is the original platform. I go, okay, you obviously have no interest. I will tell him to take his money elsewhere. I really don't understand you. I feel like I don't know you. I know you don't know me. I guess this is just about finished. Remember, also last week, I had a big deal for her with my friend. So now she's not responding for me going to the airport. She's not responding to the big deal. Fake Davin's not getting the attention he needs. She goes, hey.
And
hey.
How that worked out.
She goes, hey, bae, calm down. We could talk about this on Hangout, right? So this one, I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to anymore.
What?
What the hell?
I go, I don't really see a point. I go, I don't really see a point. I'm trying to get you a $1 million investment, and you are too busy. I know money makes you tick. I know I mean nothing to you. Still, I tried to do this for you, and as usual, you were not around. The only time you have ever been around was when you were insta-wifey. Honestly, I don't think you ever had feelings for me. I feel like a yak at a beauty contest.
Always bring in the yak.
I was
going to say, yak is always funny.
That's what I do.
Always bring in the yak.
Ever since it was brought into with Belinda, we always harken back to the yak when we can.
That's our go-to animal.
Always funny. Yakety yak. She goes, OMG. I go, exactly. Phone the home office and put the chatty one on the line. OMG, FFS, which is for fuck's sakes. She goes, Davin, did you just say that? Why always feeling insecure? I wonder why.
God.
Did I just say that? Don't you know who you're talking to? No, you don't. I go, no, the other person playing Davin said that. He would never.
The other person playing Davin.
Like, at some point, do you think they go, uh-oh, he's on to us, or they just think I'm insane?
They must think that you're insane because they just have so much hubris. They never figure that it's going to click and you're going to go, aha, you know.
In literature class, we call this foreshadowing. They never see that.
No.
She goes, see, that's my problem with you. I go, yeah, my problem is I wanted to land you the deal of a lifetime. I'm a real asshole. Pip likes when I give it to the scammers, but good.
I do, but it's hurting now.
Aw, sucks for you. Yay for us. She smiles. She goes, no, you're not an asshole. Don't say that. Carolyn, I'm done. It's like talking to several people when I talk with you.
And she's not going to take the bait.
She goes, how? No, you have to tell me that right now. Do I? Now, I could end the bit. I could end the bit and tell them exactly how. Or I could do something else. What do you guys think I'm going to do?
You keep her hanging. You keep toying with her.
Yeah.
I go, I don't have to tell you anything. I wanted to love you. I wanted you to love me. Since we met, my life has gone to utter shit. Remember, I had a problem that I couldn't tell, that I didn't tell her about. Remember that I told her I was having a problem and she didn't really ask enough? And by the time she did ask, I didn't want to fucking tell her anymore? No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You don't care. I go, since we met, my life has gone to utter shit, and I know you don't care about me. I know it. I feel it. It is fitting that money finally opened my eyes. It is why you entered my world. I was finally going to pay off for you, but you couldn't even let me do that for you.
Well, yeah, you were going to bring her business, and she was just, like, so dippy about it. If this was anywhere near real, and trust, I know it's not, but if it was, I wouldn't send my friend to invest money with somebody who was so flighty.
She fucked it up.
Yeah, really.
You know, fake Davin was going to send her fake business.
And instead, he's giving her the business.
I think at this point, I was thinking, all right, maybe I'll get Joe in on the mix on this. I think that's what I was thinking at this point. So she gives me like 6 sad faces. I go, we aren't 12. Don't emoji me. Use your words if you want to tell me something. Carolyn, I deserve that much. Silence. What I often get when I wanted you. What I always got when I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, honestly speaking, Davin, you keep making me feel like the bad person here. Because you are. I like when you make me feel bad because you are. Don't you? You know what you're doing. You're supposed to powder my ass. I'm not going to powder your ass. If I'm lashing into you, it's because you fucked up. That's what this is. You're not doing your job good enough. So much like in real life, I have to crack the whip. That's what this is. You need to be better at your job so I can be better at my job. You're holding this dynamic down. We've all had these conversations.
up your game, scammer bitch.
Carolyn, I'm not going to bring in a social media person to promote these if you're not better at this shit. I'm just saying. She goes, you know what? I do. You know what? I do like you as well, and I've always hoped to make out for all my wrongdoings as soon as we get engaged or something. But you don't seem to understand engaged. Oh. She goes, I do most of the things I do because I really do want to know if you're truly the man for me. So I won't get entangled into another quagmire of a mess calling it a relationship.
Wait, okay, this is some bullshit right here. I don't want to get pulled into another bad relationship, so I keep testing you and fucking it up just so that I don't get pulled into a bad relationship, so I mess it up? What?
Well, I mean, in her defense, she's, you know, as Joe would say, she stepped in cow shit. You know,
well,
you know,
yeah.
She's backpedaling. Obviously, I'm interesting enough and prospective enough where they want to keep me on the line. They could go, he's not worth all this shit, but they, on some level, they want to keep me going.
Yeah.
And they're too stupid to realize they fucked up.
I know.
And you know how I feel about people who don't do a good job at their job. Scammers are included. You know how I feel.
Do better.
Yes, do better. I go, to have a relationship, you need to be present. You are never present, and I would have been great for you. I would have loved you, supported you, made you laugh. I would have done anything for you, but it is impossible. You won't even let me see you in a video chat. Well, a goddamn video chat!
angry and a lot of past tense there.
You like?
Yeah!
She goes, you know what? Remind me. I'll definitely be free this weekend. We'll let out all out differences. I go, LOL. I'm not having a relationship by appointment. I deserve better. Can you imagine? Like, your relationship's on the rocks. Remind me later in the week what the issue is.
Wait a minute. I know you're not supposed to get in bed angry, but I'll get back to you. I gotta go to sleep now.
Does it count if we just take a nap? I mean, is that going to bed angry? And if one of us is on a futon? I mean, what are the parameters here?
Really?
She goes, I know, dear, but currently now I'm not at home. I'm at another city. Sorry, didn't let you know. This bitch isn't even fucking letting me know when she travels. And when she's not herself.
When she's somebody else, she should let me know.
Yes! That's the courteous thing to do. I'm gonna be played by somebody else today, so don't worry if we don't have continuity. That's all I'm asking.
Well, listen, when my other personality steps forward, I very rarely have to tell Mr. Helix because he clues right in.
Well, but he's had many years.
Yes. So he knows all of them, and
yes.
He can tell right away.
Yes.
He's not like that.
Yes, that's why he's trapped there.
Under something heavy.
Sure. Well, I wasn't going to put weight into this, Pip. I have no idea what you weigh.
Thank you.
I figured you were lighter without the gallbladder. I don't know what a gallbladder weighs, but, you know, that's...
They're small. It was a drop in the bucket, literally.
That's what we should all do in quarantine, because we're all eating like fucking Gavones. We should all just, like, have surgery and removing shit.
Well, I asked her if she'd throw in some free lipo in the tummy tuck, and she said, no.
Yeah. She goes, I know, dear, but currently now I'm not at home in another city. Sorry I didn't let you know. I go, you don't need to be home for a video chat. She goes, I know. She goes, I know. That's why I said we'll talk longer, when maybe an hour or more, so we'll settle all our differences. Whoever is playing her is not having this right now. I go, why do you want to keep me around? And I'm being sincere. I really like to know what the fuck is the point at this point.
Yeah, like, show your cards now. Wait. Time out. Why are you still doing this?
I'm making your life miserable.
I know. But, I mean, don't you wish that, like, in the middle of this, you could go, okay, like, when you're a little kid, you're playing a game, and you're really into it, and you're like, time out. I got to go pee.
Yeah.
Like, time out. Tell me what's really going on, just for a second.
Why do you want to keep me around? We've established originally it was to get me to invest. The flirting, the sales pitch, but why now? Why are you still here? Calling the home office for an answer, boo?
Oh, wow.
She goes, don't get your point. I go, never mind. Why am I still in your life?
She doesn't get your point. What do you mean she doesn't get your point? You totally laid it right out.
Well, I don't know if she knows what the home... I don't know if she knows that I know that there's a home office.
Right.
I go, never mind. Why am I still in your life? Honestly, I have no money. If I have no money, would we still be talking?
Ouch.
She goes, why making it sound so bad? So you feel I love you based on the conditions of what you can provide or what? Yes. That's how this shit works.
Sakawa!
You know, speaking from experience in my online bullshit relationships, it ultimately comes down to money at some point.
That's what it is.
She goes, if it's that, I could have been married a long time ago. All right.
Wait, which one of you said that?
She said that.
She said she could have been married a long time ago. Well, but, like, you just met a short while ago. Is she saying, you know, I could have married somebody before you came along. What's your point?
Yeah, I think she was saying she was a gold digger. She goes,
oh.
I liked you out of nothing, because at first I thought you were a kiss-ass, but later I found that truly you were a nice person. Now, hold on here. I don't really think Fake David has kissed too much ass in our scenario.
At first I thought you were a kiss ass. I don't remember Fake Davin behaving like that.
I was a little flirty at first. I wanted to get things moving along. But a kiss ass, that's a character Fake Davin has never played. We've never had kiss ass Fake Davin.
Yeah.
I think that your DNA is anti playing kiss ass.
Yeah, you're gonna have to remind me at some point, by appointment of course, that at some point I will have to play kiss ass. We'll see how long I can make that go on.
Yeah.
I go, a kiss ass, LOL. That made me laugh. And I did actually laugh. I don't recall ever kissing your ass, and I don't feel you ever love me. God damn, in the middle of a discussion where I am pouring my heart out to you, you post a story so your fans can drool. How cold are you, woman? She posted a story on Instagram while I'm fucking talking to her. Can you imagine?
You're having an argument as, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, and she's just like, oh, you know what? Here's something fun I can post.
Can you imagine doing that? I mean, it's over then. It's over.
That's cold.
She goes, OMG, babe, please stop this. I feel offended when you say things like this. She's making herself the victim.
I'm just saying, if Mr. Helix and I were having a big old fight, and all of a sudden my phone goes bing, and I see that he's posting crazy memes and shit on Facebook, I'm going down the hall, and there's going to be murder.
So I go, She goes, I feel offended when you say things like that. I go, dude, that's so messed up. I called her a dude. She goes, who are my fans? What do you take me for? I go, I take you for someone who just posted a story in the middle of this clusterfuck. Why would you do that? And seriously, again, besides being hurt, you know, in a relationship, you're just bad at your job. Now's not the time.
No. It's like, do you have ADD or something? Why are you posting Instagram while we're fighting?
It's like if Joe's trying to close a plumbing deal, and all of a sudden the person on the other end hears, like, Joe pissing and flushing the toilet. Now's not the time. I don't care how many bottles of water you drank. You got to hold it, mister. Cross your legs. Now's not the time. Why would you do that? She goes, a cheap slot who is looking for penny from some guy, kind of guys online or what? A slot. That's what she posted. I go, what do you take me for? I dated plenty of models. I know why you do it. I just don't know why you did it in that moment.
Nice.
She goes, okay, I'm sorry about that. That shouldn't have caused any point of an argument. It was inconsequential. No, you're not validating me. I feel invalidated. It's not inconsequential.
Yes, it's not inconsequential. It's like filing your nails while you're arguing with somebody.
Yeah.
It's like,
Doesn't this dopey bitch know that we have to get through October to prove you two idiots wrong? And she's making it hard. She goes, I take you for everything good. You're very close to my heart. I go, Carolyn, it's just words. It's always words. I'm not some damn Mugu to be played.
You use the word moo-goo.
I use the word moo. She needs to punch out. Now is the time to punch out.
Anybody that would, like, use their, like, secret language, it's like, if you don't go perk, what? You know, when that happens, she should be, like, on full alert right now.
I've had enough. Don't make me get Nana Monday on the phone.
Who's to say you don't already have them?
I go, if I'm close to your heart, get on video, get on a video chat. I will look into your eyes and know where your heart is. I read people for a living. I'll know if this is worth fighting for or if this was just a fruitless exercise. Now, I use the word fruitless because many times when my fake relationships go bad, they've called me fruitless.
Really? I didn't remember that.
Yes, yes, yes. After I've dragged them along for months or year on end, eventually they call it quite fruitless. That is their term of art for me. So
they have called you barren?
No, but meaning like they thought I was going to be fruitful. They thought the money was going to flow, yet it never does. So I said, I'm not a moo-goo. This is, you know, this fruitless. I'm using their lingo. What should they do? What should they do?
Bail. Immediately. Because it's like, obviously you're on to them.
Yeah, it's not, you know, what's the point of staying around?
She goes, seems you're a difficult man to please. I go, video chat is difficult? Yes, boo. In the year 1856, it is difficult. In 2019, it's a small gesture when someone is close to your heart. I'm worth fighting for. Trust me.
1856. Oh, I'd be backhanding you for that smartness.
No, you wouldn't. You've been backpedaling in cow shit the whole time.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, we'll do the video chat. I promise. I think I have to go to bed now. Talk tomorrow. It's bedtime.
Wow.
That's how they get out of it.
I know this is a lot, but I'm under a lot of stress. I would do anything for you. I had something really good for you, and it went to shit because it was time sensitive, and you wouldn't respond. And I never kissed your ass. You insta proposed to me, and then I give her a winky emoji. So you see what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you turned it around.
I've given her all this shit, but I know I got to keep this going, so I got to give her a little flicker before bedtime.
Yep.
She goes, you don't cease to amaze me. I go, why? Am I stunning use of an emoji? She goes, so what are the goodies you really had for me? Oh, suddenly it's not so late.
Wait, you don't cease to amaze me. What other goodies do you have for her?
Yeah. I go, I'll tell you when I see you. It was big. She goes, how big is it? I go, LOL, are you being naughty? And I give her a devil emoji. She smiles. I go, well, at least I can make you smile. I like that. She goes, yes, dear. I'm in the bathtub at the moment. I wanted to show you something, but you'll shout. Ooh.
Oh, we're getting some sexy talk.
I go, my God. I bet you look stunning in suds. No kiss ass. I won't shout unless you want me to. She goes, smiles, naughty boy. And I go, you have no idea. And then she sends me, like, a video of a girl in a tub with exposed breasts but no head. So it's like something she had on the phone or something.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's kind of sounds like,
yeah.
Sounds like the hottest woman ever. What are you talking about? No fucking nagging? Apparently Jill forgot what marriage is.
Just boobs and suds.
Boobs and
just
suds.
That's the way you like it.
So we've had this all out, and then she sends me this. It's a little sexy talk now.
That was kind of abrupt, though.
It was. I go, wow, I didn't shout. I bit my tongue, but I did not shout. She smiles. I go, you are beautiful. You know that. I just want your heart. She goes, hope you can keep my heart properly. Are you sure I can trust you on that? Like, I'm the fucking problem.
Yeah.
I go, if you ever gave... What?
Just keep track of which one of you is talking to me, and we'll be fine, honey.
Yeah, exactly. I go, if you ever gave me a real chance, I am positive. I think you know that, too. She goes, really? I go, I'm a good guy. I mean, I'm fucked up, but I'm a good guy in my heart. She goes, some people are confessing. She goes, let's hear them out. Go on. Like, I'm like, no. Nobody puts fake Davin on the couch. I go, no matter what you really think of me, I think you'll admit you never met anyone like me. That counts for something. Why am I the one confessing, LOL? She goes, because you should. I'm the priest here. I go, should I now, LOL? She goes, so confess your sins. I go, honey, I've never seen a priest with breasts like that.
What church is that? Aruga!
Then the wolf with the eyes popping out and the tongue. And
with the tongue.
She smiles. I go, why don't you confess to me? She goes, I just knew he had too much sins in him. I go, that is one way to get the sins out, LOL. She goes, by looking at the priest's boobs? I go, yes. She goes, take your eyeballs off it. I go, I would go to church for that. She smiles. I go, take my eyes off. Only if I can put something else on. Little devil emoji. She lulls. Boobs can be toxic, you know. I go, LOL, oh really? Are you poisoned, my dear? She goes, not at all. I'm too sweet for that. I go, LOL, is that so? She goes, and you know it. I go, I do. I miss her. Carolyn, I really do. She goes, really, don't worry. You'll soon get to meet them. Just be optimistic. Okay, hope you'll give them your favorite names. I'm naming tits now.
Apparently.
I go. Really, don't worry. Soon you'll get, she goes, hope to give them your favorite names. I go, surely will, dear. But I was talking about missing the sweet you. She goes, really? So what did you miss about it? I go, you were fun and sassy and flirty and always smart. It's been so long since you were that way with me. That's the girl I fell in love with. She goes, I'm blushing. Sounds sweet. I go, nah, you will say I'm kissing your ass. She goes, hey, babe, I got to go to sleep now. I have a long day tomorrow. I go, okay. She goes, take care, okay? I go, yep, see you around. Take care of yourself, boo. And that's where we will end. What say you?
She's going to bed. She was just at a bath. That was quick.
Yeah. They work quickly. So what do you think of this here?
I think that was like, I got whiplash from the fighting right into the sexy talk.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The sexy talk was a distraction. I called her on the carpet. I gave her every opportunity to run.
Yeah.
And why isn't she running, Joe?
Because she probably wants money. She probably thinks there's still an instance to get money.
Yeah, but she said that's not why she's here.
She's lying, Stu.
No, Joe, no. I consulted with Nat, with Nat on Monday.
No. She's lying, stupid.
By the way, a very good name for a song. You should write that down.
Really? That's great. Oh, the thing is that now you're both obviously, well, to us, you're both playing games, because she was just like, be a little sassy, then you're arguing, then she's all, you know, okay, well, I'm going to have to give him some boobs so that he's back on the hook, and then it's, you're going, okay, well, I'm going to call her on the carpet, but now I got to be nice to her so that it doesn't end tonight if we keep going. And it's
right,
just like,
yeah, exactly. Right.
You're both full of bullshit right now.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, she has to pick up that I'm on to her.
She said Mugu. Why don't they, like, why didn't you jump right on that and said, what are you talking about? I mean, I would, huh?
You want to know something? After all the stories that we do, all the scammers that we deal with, they're not that bright. And, you know, we've had this discussion before. They're not that bright. They're not bright, and they're just so focused on what they're doing that they don't realize any other thing that's going on around it.
Yeah.
You know? How many arcane fucking things have we dug up and thrown at scammers? And I shot a TV set. I got this. I got blah, blah. Oh, do you have the money? So even though that this is a little bit more finesse and a different pitch on this scam, it's still stupid. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't communicate well with each other. And they think, I don't know why they would think I'm so enraptured. This fake Davin has not been that enraptured with her.
No. No, I don't understand. I mean, I still don't get it, the fact that it's a double prong, both ineffective attack. Trying to do business, romance.
Yeah, and the sequence of stuff is like a dream. And the dream in the sense that it makes no sense like a dream. Well, she was discussing, now he fell in love. And so, you know, next thing you know, you're riding on an ostrich, you know? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You know, the way, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And the hard part, I have to play sufficiently stupid to keep these things going to go. You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He said, well, that's easy.
Happy anniversary to you. Oh, wait, you don't have one. She kicked you to the curb. No ramen for you.
yeah, you do, but it's like you're the ring. But you know what? You're not stupid. You're being the ringmaster of insanity is what you are with this. You know, and you're not stupid because you're calling him on the carpet. It just seems that they don't, the stories aren't, you know, a conducive on either platform, you know, and it's just ridiculous. I still, not even in this segment, even starting through the whole thing, I find it so ridiculous how romance got into this. You know, like I said, it only makes sense if you were in a dream. Well, I was in a mall, I was in an ostrich, now I have a stockbroker, now we fell in love. I mean, you're looking at it as a idiot because it's fucking ridiculous, but even though this is farce and this is a scam, so if this was the real thing, how do we get here?
I'm charming.
You know, it's crazy, you know?
Is it, though? Fake Davin is charming.
Yeah,
If this was somebody that was in a real position and said to say that they were wooed and they brought it into a romantic thing, somebody who's lonely and looking for companionship can get, you know, wrapped up in that, where when they're looking for investment money, you know, they would have no problem going all in on that, which goes kind of hand in hand with them being a stockbroker or, you know, a broker of this and then getting romantic. So even though, you know, in that context, the dream sequence kind of is not prevalent there. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, we'll see where this goes. But, you know, here's the thing about these relationships. What's fun to do is manipulate them. So you bring it to the brink of going off the cliff, and then you fucking pull them back to reel them in. I do the emotional, I mean, if they're emotionally involved at all, I'm sure some of them are not. But I do to them what they do to people. Because that's what they do. They keep victims always on their heels. What do you need money for now? What dilemma is hurting you now? There's always something. I'm always giving them something. There's never a restful moment. Like, we'll have moments of calm, because you have to do that. But then there's shit coming.
Yes.
There's shit coming. You're like the moment before an avalanche.
The quiet before an avalanche. Yes. All right. Let's thank
you. That was really good. That was a little crazy ride. And I really do like the way Joe ended up with, and then suddenly you're riding an ostrich. That's pretty much how this is going.
It's how my dreams end. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdica for his continued sponsorship and support. Thank you, Russ. Hopefully this will end soon and we can get you in here in studio with us. Joe, what do you got?
Yes, Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. Thus, every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. Now, that's your destination for the special events, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Next show is going to be great, December 11th, with Chris Monty. And hopefully they'll get that show in, but we're sure it will be. It's going to be a great show, so make sure you get there. December 11th, Chris Monty headlining. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. To learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home using virtual technology. We're not actually going to show up in your home. I mean, we can, but then you need Side-Splitting Productions. That's a whole different thing. Then we got to worry about social distancing. You do the virtual thing. You guys can sit as close to the screen as you want. You can lick the screen. We don't care. Anybody got any gigs this week?
No.
No, but I wanted to say from Joe and I, happy porcelain anniversary to you and the wife again.
Oh,
yes,
well,
happy
you.
Porcelain anniversary.
Thank you. Ramen for everybody.
Hey.
Friday, October 16th, I'm returning to live comedy in person. I'll be in Pequannock, New Jersey at Styx Cigar Lounge. It's going to be outside. There's going to be a bonfire. It's going to be socially distanced. It's going to be like no other comedy I've done before. Let's see if I can remember my jokes. For tickets, call 201-336-2486. Like I said, going to be a good time. Hope to see you from a distance, of course. Socially distanced, all that good stuff. A fun show. So glad I could spend my anniversary with you two kids who were there on my wedding day 18 years ago. Low those.
I can't believe it's 18. I don't know where
me neither.
Time go?
To my ass.
I can't fathom that was 18 years ago.
Why can't you believe
it? That was crazy.
We gave away CDs. See, you can't give away mixed CDs now. That's how long it's been. Now we got to give you like a USB. That we've moved technologies. That's how long it's been, Joe.
Wow!
That was a great CD.
True.
That was a great CD. I like that.
Yeah,
and it really was great.
Thank you. I think
I still have it. I don't know where exactly, but I still have it.
I have it somewhere. I have it somewhere. I had a great mix of tunes on that.
Well, you know, I'm no amateur. I miss my. If only mixed CDs were still a thing, I could be making monies by the fist load.
Yeah, Joanne and I were going to make a mixed CD, but I couldn't download the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
You know what, Joe? That's actually a joke you used 18 years ago at my wedding roast. You said like Volume 2, something like that, and Battle Hymn of the Republic was one of the jokes you said. You got laughs on that. You were one of the few.
Yeah.
But the downside of that, in 18 years, Joe has not written a new fucking joke. So that's
apparently not.
I still remember it. An oldie but a goodie.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you all for hanging out, watching, listening whenever you get a chance. Pip, we're glad you're feeling better. We look forward to your next surgery in a few months. So, yeah, that's it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching and staying safe. We'll see you next week.